Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, where we document the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this week we'll be chatting with Wedge and Wire. Why don't you guys just introduce yourselves individually and your role in Wedge and Wire?
My name's Graham. I play guitar in Wedge and Wire, and I sing, and I write some of the songs, and it's my thing.
I'm Sky. I hit the drums and occasionally I'll play some keys. I've also written a song or two in my lifetime.
I'm Kira. I do bass and I also make our little trinkets and merchandise that we sell.
Nice. I've seen the trinkets. They look amazing. Very tiny, but awesome. So why don't you guys get into how you guys met and how the band came into fruition in the first place?
All right. Well, so originally there was four of us. It was...
It was four originally.
It was me, Kira, this dude named Arthur, and this dude named Max. Completely different lineup. We were going to start out as a crappy punk band. And then Max didn't show up to rehearsal. So we hired Graham. And then we started writing Wedge and Wire, and we moved into more of this kind of bluesy, emo sound over time. And eventually, Arthur left for, just conflicts in general. But we just been going from there since.
And where did you guys get the name Wedge and Wire from? Where did that come about?
That's fire. Okay, so remember Max from the beginning, the guy who showed up to, two practices? Mm-hmm. One of the times he did show up. He actually came on time this time, but he locked himself out of his truck. So we spent a good hour or two trying to get his truck unlocked, and we were looking up ways on how to do this. One of them was called, it wasn't Wedge and Wire.
It was the Wedge and Rod method, but we used an old coat hanger. Okay. Have you ever gotten your car door stuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to jam an untangled coat hanger in there, a wire coat hanger, and we had to fiddle with his door. And that's how the
Wedge
name.
Wedge and Wire would be his name.
Wedge and Wire sounds fire. So.
It's so stupid.
And that's an old member, someone who's not in the band anymore, you said? Yeah. See, that's so funny. Yeah, that's the same thing with us. This was way before I met the guys in Handsome Grandson, but they were telling me they had this one guy who was let's start a band. And then he had came up with the idea of Handsome Grandson from, I'm pretty sure it was a Silver Jews song, but I had they were just yeah, that was his biggest contribution to the band. Just the name. That was it, which I find so funny, oh, let's be in a band and your biggest contribution is just the name, I think is pretty funny. But that's a really interesting situation to find a band name from. That's pretty cool. So why don't you guys individually go around and just mention some of your musical inspirations and that really synthesize the sound of Wedge and Wire.
I don't know. When I was growing up, I was always really into those traveling troubadour kind of folk singer guys Townes Van Zandt and Leonard Cohen and Johnny Hobo and the Freight Trains and all those guys. And I don't know, there's something about that kind of just singer-songwriter, nothing but, what you got, your acoustic guitar and whatever else. I've just always loved that kind of songwriting, and I've always tried to implement that kind of, honesty and transparency into what we write. And yeah.
Yeah, I definitely hear that type of songwriting, for sure.
I think my biggest inspirations, at least as a drummer, are just... I listen to kind of all kinds of music. I listen to a lot of hip hop and stuff, but I'd say my biggest inspirations are Nick Mason, the drummer from Pink Floyd, Jeremiah Green, the drummer from, he was drumming with Modest Mouse, probably everyone's going to say this, but John Bonham, just because, and how do you not like him?
You're going to cringe when you hear this, but Graham and I are really into Mike Hemm's first album, I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love. It's not like any of their other shit. I think it's really cool. It's really awesome. Really hardcore, back when they were cool and awesome, and they were just loser guys. I don't know. I guess that's where we get more of our, punk influences. And we've been compared a lot to Smashing Pumpkins for whatever reason. I don't really hear it.
I would say I hear that somewhat. Yeah, I hear that. In the ballpark. It's in the ballpark. Well, if I could say anything, like, not like band-wise, but I'd say like stylistically-wise, when I like hear you guys play, it's like one word like specifically that just sticks out is like loud. We played at Ipanema this past week, and you guys are just the loudest in the room, and it's like just so much filled with the sound. You can really hear everything, and like I would say you guys are like loud rock, and like really an emphasis on the loudness, I would say, for sure, which I really like. And so, like, how long have you guys been playing together? When did you guys start playing?
About a year and...
year and a half.
3 months, 4 months, something like that.
Yeah, year and some change.
Nice, yeah. We're the same at Handsome Grandson. We started in, like, spring 2023, yeah. So I was looking back at some of the shows we've played together. So we've played at Chaos Alley, September 2023, and then we played at Booby Bash in November 2023, and then we played this past year at Rising Sun Jam Fest in September. And then we just played at Ipanema, and we also got two more shows coming up. Why don't you tell us about those two shows?
Oh, yeah. So this Friday, we're actually hosting a show at our very own Wedge & Wire HQ. We're really excited to have everybody, and we just wanted to have like our favorite bands come out. So the Glares are playing. That's our friend Noah and Nixie, and they're incredible. Siren Wells are playing. They're a great local band. I think they're from, what, Virginia Beach?
Yeah.
They're coming to play. Handsome Grandsons are playing, of course. Mm-hmm. Our favorite local Richmond slow gaze, jazzy, yeah, amazing, you know, Grateful Dead band. And then Pregnancy Scare's playing. Our lovely bassist Kira plays in a band called Pregnancy Scare.
Sick. I'm excited to hear that. Yeah. And then we're also playing at Mocha Mart the next day. Shout out Jacob Scammer. Shout out if you want to see all your favorite hip-hop artists, and then you want to see two bands after. That'll be Saturday, November 16th. You guys should come check that out. When you guys look at Wedge & Wire and your involvement in it, why are you guys a part of Wedge & Wire, and like, why music for like each of you? What like really sticks out to you about it?
This is like all of our first band. Like, none of us have really like been in a band before, so I think all of us were just super hyped to be in a band. Like, we just want to make music, and we're like, let's just get together and make something, because this is like all any of us have ever wanted to do. It's like all of our passions.
Yeah, I'm a music major here at VCU, and I like, I don't know, I've been playing drums for something like 8 years now, and I just was like, man, I really want to start a band. And so me and this other guy, Arthur, we were just like talking, and we started a band, and now I am living the dream.
Yeah, no, definitely. It just feels great to be a part of like a, you know, as much as Richmond is what it is, it's nice to be. It feels like there's a good community. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of spaces for music and art and stuff. It really feels like a great like creative community, and it feels really cool to like be a part of that. It almost feels like being a part of something bigger, you know, like Austin in the 70s or New York in the 60s, you know, like,
yeah,
it's Richmond.
Richmond. Oh,
it's
my God.
Pretty
it's
awesome.
So cool. Everyone is so tight. Everyone knows everyone. Sometimes it's like awful, but sometimes it's the best thing ever.
Everybody's just so connected. Yeah. It's such a small city.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things about like the music scene here is like you'll be on a bill and like you might be like one pretty like particular genre, and then the next band can be like completely different. So the kind of like fact that like there's so many different things, like you don't really know what the music is until you literally hear it, which is something I think is really cool. Like, you don't know what a band sounds like until you hear them play. Do you guys have any socials, or where can we follow you at?
Follow us at Wedge & Wire on Instagram. Yeah. Is that all we have? We also have Spotify,
Bandcamp. Wedge & Wire on Spotify and YouTube and Bandcamp. It's pretty simple. Yeah.
Just
Wedge &
Wire everywhere.
If you can't find it, it'll be under Andrus.
Sick. Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening to episode 7 of season 2. Bad Attitude is a product of VCU's Revoice Network. While you're at it, go check out Common Talk and Podline to hear more voices from the Revoice Network. Thanks so much.